The polls are just now opening in Georgia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. For the last 2022 election, the runoff between Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker.
Who all has voted already?
Voting on Election Day is a must for Walker, and he said so on his Evict Warnock tour. More than 1.8 million Georgians have already voted in the runoff. We know turnout does decrease for these races, and Democrats are known to vote early, with Republicans turning out largely on Election Day.
He's been running over a year for an office, and he had told us what he would do if he had it.
A quick jab from Warnock at an event with a local union Monday morning.
That's Alex Whitler with Fox 5 TV in Atlanta. A Walker win would keep the Senate a 50-50 split the next Congress. If Warnock's reelected, Democrats get more power and a majority. A late-night shootout in Tennessee has left a Memphis police officer wounded in critical condition. The gunman was killed in return fire. As Russia keeps attacking Ukraine, Ukraine is fighting back across the border with apparent drone strikes. One hit an airport in Russia today.
Ukraine hasn't formally confirmed carrying out the drone strikes, but yesterday Moscow said two air bases were hit, and the governor in the Kursk region said another attack took place there early on Tuesday. If confirmed, it would be an escalation of Ukrainian attempts to defend their territory. One of the airfields hit houses long-range bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It was another dark, cold night for tens of thousands in Moore County, North Carolina, where they keep trying to repair damage done in a weekend attack on power substations. The FBI is helping look for whoever did it. Actress Kirstie Alley has died, a star on the TV show Cheers and in the Look Who's Talking movies.
He looks like his father.
I thought you said you were officially inseminated.
I was, but I never make that face, so I assume his father does.
Alley was 71 and had battled cancer. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Colorado's anti-discrimination law under scrutiny again at the Supreme Court, which several years ago sided with a baker who didn't want to be forced to make wedding cakes for same-sex couples. Now it's a website designer.
Colorado's anti-discrimination law is facing Supreme Court scrutiny again.
The company just cannot refuse to serve gay couples, as it seeks to do here, just as the Christmas store cannot announce no Jews allowed.
Eric Olson is Colorado's Solicitor General, who says graphic designer Lori Smith can't deny wedding websites for some, but not others. Smith's attorney, Kristen Wagoner, argues web design is different than a store selling products.
It's not about the use. It's about when a person is creating speech, it is what is the message that they are expressing.
A majority of the conservative justices appeared sympathetic to that argument and skeptical of Colorado's enforcement of its anti-discrimination law. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures mixed, barely budging the day after big losses. On Monday Night Football, another Tom Brady classic.
For most of Monday night's NFC South matchup against the Saints, Tom Brady and the Bucs offense looked inept, but trailing 16-3 late in the fourth quarter, Tampa put together two touchdown drives to pick up a 17-16 win. The 45-year-old Brady throwing for scores to cap off each of those drives, with the second TD pass to Rashad White coming with just 3 seconds left in the game. The win improves the Bucs' record to 6-6 on the season, and Tampa moves a game and a half ahead of Atlanta in the NFC South standings. Meanwhile, it was a crushing blow for the Saints' chances of winning the division. New Orleans dropped to 4-9, now 2.5 games behind the Bucs. I'm Eric Messersmith. Fox News.
In college football, four quarterbacks named finalists for the Heisman Trophy. USC's Caleb Williams, C.J. Stroud from Ohio State, TCU star Max Duggan, and Stetson Bennett from Georgia. Those last three will all compete in the college football playoffs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.